Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天能够和大家一起在这边敬拜神，并且学习神的话语。
I'm very glad that I can come here and share God's word with you and worship with you all.
请大家，我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你将你的耶稣，将你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ.
并且借着他，你赐给我们新的生命，让我们能够与神和好。
That through him you give us new life, and we can be reconciled unto you.
也谢谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
So thank you for giving us your word.
今天我们打开你的话，我们恳求你自己亲自来教导我们。
We open your words today. We pray that you'll teach us through yourself.
在你的话里面，我们不只是要学习一些知识，我们更是要认识一个人。
That we're not only just gaining knowledge today, but we're to come to know a person.
我们要认识我们的主耶稣基督。
That we're to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
请你借着你的圣灵，让我们真的能够明白他。
We pray that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we may truly come to know Him.
认识他。
To really know Him.
也得着他。
And that to be found in Him.
感谢你我们把一下时间交托与我们同在，奉耶稣基督祷告。
We give you the following time. Please be with us. In Christ's name, we pray.Amen.
很高兴今天能够在这边跟大家一起能够学习神的话语。那这是我第二次在大家中间。
I'm very glad I can come here today. This is my second time among you.
差不多刚好是一年前364天之前。
Almost exactly a year, so maybe 364 days ago.
我有一次机会能够在这边跟大家一起学习神的话。
I had the chance to come share with your word, God's word with you.
那今天是第二次，我还是比较一个新的朋友。
So today is my second time. So to you, I'm still a new person.
所以我花一点点时间介绍一下我自己。
So allow me to introduce myself just a little bit.
那我其实我叫商慈恩。
So my name is Cian Shang.
我在中国浙江农村长大。
I grew up in a rural village in Zhejiang Province in China.
从小。我父母是基督徒，所以从小跟爸妈去教会。
So my parents are Christians, so I started going to church when I was little.
但是到了大学我才受浸归主。
But it was not until my college days that I got baptized.
大概十几年前我来美国读书。
So about more than 10 years ago, I came to America to study.
读的是物理博士学位。
So I was doing a doctoral degree in physics.
后来在校园团契认识了我现在的太太。
And so during a campus fellowship, I met my wife.
她现在是 UCLA 的博士生。
She's doing her doctoral degree at UCLA.
偶尔也会帮我做一些翻译。
And sometimes she does translation for me.
我们现在有两个孩子。
Now we have two children, Samuel and Sarah.
现在一个在 nursery. Sarah's in the nursery, Samuel's in 上课。
So Sarah is upstairs in nursery, and Samuel is over there at the children's program.
那我们言归正传，我们进入今天的主题。
So back to our topic today.
那其实今天我们所要讲的就是来介绍一个人。
So today our sermon is to introduce a person.
那你不用说，你应该已经知道我要介绍这个人是谁。
Without saying, you probably already guess who this person is going to be.
就是耶稣。
And that's of course Jesus.
其实你在教会待过一段时间，你就会发现，耶稣是我们教会里头绝对的主角。
If you've been at church for a little while, you will know that Jesus is absolutely the key person in the church.
我们的祷告、我们的诗歌、我们的讲道、我们的讨论、我们的谈话，都是围绕着耶稣。
Our prayers, our worship, our sermon, our discussion, everything is around Jesus.
今天我也不例外。
So today is no exception.
我也想和大家来讨论一个非常基本的问题，就是耶稣是谁。
I want to discuss with you a very fundamental question, that is, who is Jesus?
这是我们信仰一个核心的问题。
That is a core question to our Christian faith.
事实上，整本圣经都是在为这个问题提供答案。
In fact, the whole Bible testifies is providing answer to this question.
福音书是在直接讨论这个问题。
The gospel books are answering this question directly.
但是其他圣经也都是。在指向这个问题。
But other books of the Bible also pointing to this question.
约翰福音五章三十九节这么说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。”
John chapter 5:39. You study Scripture diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me.
从创世纪到启示录。
So from Genesis to Revelations, every single book of the Bible is telling us who Jesus is, but from a very different angles.
那我们每一个人也需要来经常思考这个问题。
And all of us also need to think about this question.
不管你是不是基督徒。
Doesn't matter if you're a Christian.
啊，或者你信主是否有多久。
Or that you've been a Christian for a very long time.
其实圣经里提到好几次人来问这个问题。
Actually, in the Bible, this question has been raised by many people for a few occasions.
那有对耶稣完全陌生的人。
Some were asked by people who don't know Jesus at all.
有认识耶稣、跟随耶稣的人。
Or sometimes are asked by people who know Jesus or even his followers.
甚至是耶稣的敌人。
Even Jesus' opponents.
那在耶稣进在中树节进耶路撒冷之后。
So when Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
那许多人在高呼何塞纳。
People are saying Hosanna.
那何城人都惊动了，大家都在问这是谁。
And the whole city was stirred, and they're asking, "Who is this?"
他们不认识耶稣。
They don't know Jesus.
但当他们看到耶稣的影响力的时候，他们就不由自主地问这人到底是谁。
But once they saw Jesus' influence, they were so curious, "Who is this guy?"
那即使你不了解耶稣
，So even though if you don't know Jesus,
你也应该为着耶稣的影响力而有些好奇。
Then you might still be curious about this person because of his influence.
那毫不夸张地说，人类历史上没有一个人对这世界的影响有耶稣这么大的影响。
So without a doubt, in the whole human history, there's not a single person who has made an impact on our world as much as Jesus.
即使在教会之外，耶稣的影响力也随处可见。
Even outside of the church, you can still see Jesus' influence.
我们都以耶稣的出生为公元元年。
We define AD and BC based on Jesus' birth year.
那耶稣在七日头一日复活，我们都在这一天休息。
So Jesus resurrected on the first day of the week, so we rest on this day.
我们全世界都在庆祝圣诞节。
We also celebrate Christmas.
那更是有数不尽的大学、医院，因着耶稣的缘故而被建立起来。
And there are countless universities and hospitals were established in Jesus' name.
这么大影响力的一个人，他到底是谁
？So this person with such influence, who is him exactly?
那耶稣的门徒也问过这问题。
So Jesus' disciples, followers, also asked this question.
那耶稣有一次和门徒坐船过加利利海。
So one time his disciples crossing the Sea of Galilee in a boat with Jesus.
结果他遇到了风暴。
And then the storm came.
然后门徒极其害怕，来叫醒了耶稣。
So the disciples were so afraid they woke up Jesus.
然后耶稣就起来平静风浪。
So Jesus got up and he calmed the storm.
就门徒就大大的害怕，彼此说这人到底是谁。
So after seeing this, disciples were frightened, terrified. They said, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
那门徒是群跟随耶稣的人。
So the disciples are people who have been following Jesus.
他们每天同耶稣在一起，一起吃，一起走路，一起做事。
So they've spent a lot of time with Jesus. They eat together, they talk together, they do things together.
他们对耶稣有些认识。
So they should have some knowledge about Jesus.
但是显然他们的认识是有局限的。
But apparently this knowledge is very limited.
否则他们就不会在风浪当中害怕。
Otherwise they wouldn't be so frightened in the storm.
那我们在座有许多基督徒。
So many of us sitting here are Christians.
我们也认识耶稣。
We know Jesus.
但是我们认识是不是也是有限的
？But is it true that our knowledge of him is also limited?
或许我们有许多的观念，但我们对这些观念的意义到底是不是十分的清楚
？Maybe we have a lot of knowledge and concept in our heads, but do we really understand them, the true meaning behind these concepts?
事实上，我们在生活当中许多表现都表明我们对耶稣的认识是有限的。
In fact, a lot of things in our daily life show that our knowledge of Jesus is very limited.
我们为什么对世界还有贪恋
？Why do we still have so many worldly longings and desires?
因为我们不明白耶稣是何等的宝贵。
Because we don't truly understand just how precious our Lord Jesus is.
我们为什么在遇到点困难的时候，我们就害怕担心
？And why do we feel frightened or anxious when we run into some difficulties?
因为我们不清楚耶稣是何等的有能力，何等的慈爱。
Because we don't truly understand completely how powerful and how loving our Lord Jesus is.
所以我们也需要来问，继续的问这个问题：耶稣到底是谁
？So we also need to ask this question: Who is Jesus?
那圣经里还有人问过耶稣，就是使徒保罗。
So there's another person in the Bible also asked this very question. That's Paul.
那在他信主之前，他逼迫耶稣和他的门徒。
So before Paul became a follower of Jesus, he was persecuting Christians.
那他在去大马色路上，耶稣向他显现。
So on his way to Damascus, Jesus revealed himself to him.
他就极其害怕说，主啊，你是谁？
Then he was so frightened, he said, Lord, who are you?
那在那之前，他是逼迫耶稣门徒的人。
So before that, Paul was persecuting Jesus' disciples.
他觉得他心里非常清楚耶稣是谁。
He thinks he already knows who Jesus is.
耶稣对他来说就是一个离经叛道者。
So to him, then, Jesus was an apostate.
是一个反对旧约律法的人。
Someone who does not follow the Mosaic laws.
是按照律法应该被处死的一个人。
Somebody who, according to the law, should be sentenced to death.
但是当耶稣向他显现的时候，他才意识到他的看法是何等的错误。
But only it was not until Jesus showed himself to Paul did Paul realize his thoughts is completely mistaken.
那很多时候，按照自己的一些观念、我们的教育、我们的影响，我们认为我们已经知道耶稣了。
So a lot of times we have some perceived ideas, some formal education that made us think we already know who Jesus is.
或许你认为他是个伟人。
Maybe you think he's a great leader.
或者一位好人。
Or a nice guy.
一位哲学家。
A philosopher.
或者是一个虚构的人。
Or even a made-up character.
但是当我们不带着偏见来重新思考这问题的时候。我们你或许会得到一个不一样的答案。
So maybe we'll come to this very question again without any prejudice. Maybe we'll arrive at a different conclusion.
那最后耶稣自己也问过这个问题。
And lastly, Jesus, even Jesus himself has asked this question.
耶稣问，你们说我是谁？
Jesus asked, Who do you say that I am?
那我今天这个问题，耶稣为什么问这个问题？那这个问题的答案又是什么？这是我们今天信息的主要内容。
So that's the main topic for our sermon today. So it's why Jesus asked this question and what is the answer to this question.
那经文我们刚开始已经读过了。
We've just read the scriptures.
那我现在请我的翻译重新把这个经文稍微再念一遍。
Now I'm going to ask my translator to read it again. So Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples,Who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, What do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven.And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
那这里记载圣经当中非常重要的故事。
So here the Bible records a very important story.
这个故事被称为彼得的大任性。
The story was also called the Great Confession of Peter.
我想彼得在天上很高兴我们在这里讨论这段经文。
I'm sure Peter will be very happy that we're discussing this passage today.
圣经当中记载他做对的事情并不多。
The Bible didn't record a lot of good things that he has done.
那这可能是他做过最光荣的一件事情。
This is probably one of the most the proudest thing he has done.
那这段经文在马太福音的中间。
So this passage appears.In the middle of the book of Matthew.
那这其实是马太福音的一个分界点。
So this is a turning point in the book of Matthew.
在之前，马太福音主要记载了耶稣传道，医病赶鬼的事工。
So before this, there was a lot of Jesus doing preaching and healing people.
那在那之后，他就正式开始讲到他受难。他往耶路撒冷去了。
And after this, officially he started to tell the disciples about his incoming suffering, and then he started to go to Jerusalem.
那在这个故事里头，彼得说了一句非常重要的话，说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So in this story, Peter said something very important. He said, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
那这是我们整个信仰的一个根基和核心。
So this is the very foundation and core of our entire faith.
那当彼得做出这个宣告以后。耶稣紧接着就讲到了教会的建立。
And right after Peter made this confession, Jesus talked about the establishment of churches.
那这个，这是教会这个词第一次在圣经当中出现。
And here is also the word church appeared the first time in the Bible.
那事实上，教会建立和彼得任性是紧紧相连的。
So in fact, the establishment of churches is very closely connected to Peter's great confession.
那教会建立的基础就是彼得所做这个宣告。
And the foundation of church establishment is Peter's confession.
那这故事的内容其实非常简单。
The story is very simple.
那耶稣向门徒问了两个问题。
So Jesus raised two questions to his disciples.
那第一问就是说，人说我人子是谁？
The first one is, who do people say that the Son of Man is?
那第二问题就是说，你们说我是谁？
And the second question is, who do you say that I am?
那从其实这两个问题，其实实质上就是一个问题。
But in essence, these are the same question.
那就是耶稣是谁的问题。
It's about Jesus' identity. Who is Jesus?
那耶稣为什么要问这个问题？
So why does Jesus ask this question?
耶稣问问题，当然不是说他不知道这件事情。
Of course, it's not because Jesus doesn't know the answer.
事实上，耶稣比我们更清楚我们自己的想法。
In fact, Jesus knows our thoughts better than we do.
那耶稣问问题，往往是因为他想引起别人的思考。
A lot of times, Jesus asks questions because he wants us to think.
那这段经文根据这段经文在马太福音当中位置啊，其实事情发生的时候，门徒跟随耶稣已经有一段时间了。
So according to the position of the story in the book of Matthew, we know that the disciples has already spent some time with Jesus.
可能大概已经有三年了。
Maybe about 3 years.
但门徒未必真的了解耶稣的身份。
So actually, the disciples might actually not really know Jesus' true identity.
甚至可能他们并没有认真想过这个问题。
Or maybe they never gave serious thought to this question.
我们人有问题，就是我们花很多时间在一些非常细琐碎的事情上。
A lot of times we have problems. We spend so much time on some trivial things.
但对那些真正重要的问题，我们却不去思考。
A lot of times we don't spend time on those really essential questions.
那耶稣问问题就是要我们对这个问题有明确的一个答案。
But Jesus asked this question so that we can have a clear answer to this very important question.
不是，不管是从整个国度、神国的角度，还是从门徒个人角度。
Whether it's from a kingdom perspective or a personal perspective.
这都是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very, very important question.
耶稣问题啊，得到两个答案。
So he got 2 answers for his 2 questions.
那第一个答案就是说，他是。有人说是约翰，说是以利亚，也有说是先知当中一位。
So to his first question, the disciples answered, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
那第二个答案就彼得所说的，你是基督，是神的儿子。
And the second answer is what Peter said, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
那为什么对同样的问题会有不同的答案呢？
So why do we get 2 different answers to the same question?
那事实上不管是彼得还是那些众人，我相信他们对耶稣都有一些了解。
So I think whether it's Peter or the general public, they already have some level of familiarity with Jesus.
他们很可能看过耶稣做的事情，听他说的话。
They've seen what Jesus has done. They've heard what Jesus has said.
所以他们都注意到耶稣并不是一个一般的人。
They've all noticed that Jesus is not an ordinary person.
但是对于耶稣如何的不一般，他们却有不同的结论。
But exactly how unordinary he is, they have different conclusions.
那原因呢，是因为他们通过了不同的途径，得到了他们的答案。
And the reason to that is because they arrived to their answer, their conclusion through very different ways.
那彼得回来以后耶稣说了一句比较挺让人震惊的一句话。
So after Peter's answer, Jesus said something that's quite remarkable.
他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。”
Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven."
那从耶稣回答里头，其实让我们看到人认识耶稣有两个方法。
So through Jesus' answer, we see that there are 2 ways we can come to know Jesus.
那一个被称为是属血肉的指示。
So one is called a revealed by flesh and blood.
另一个被称为天父的指示。
Next is revealed by the Father.
那这段经文当中所有人所有的两个答案，正是人通过这两个方法得到的。
So the 2 answers we saw in this passage are actually 2 conclusions arrived from these 2 different approaches.
那什么是属血肉的方法呢？
So what is the way by flesh and blood?
就是人通过自己的观察、思考，结合自己的经验，对事情进行判断。
Is that men use our, we use our observations, our reflections, or in combination with our personal experience to arrive at some judgment for some matter.
就对于认识耶稣来说，人就是人用自己的头脑来认识耶稣。
So in the case of coming to know Jesus, is we using our head or our brain or intellect to know Jesus.
这是一种从自我出发、从里到外的方法。
So this approach is self-initiated and bottom-up.
那与之相对的就是从天父而来的指示。
So in contrast, there is approach that's through the Father.
就是人凭着人得到神的启示，并且凭着信心来领受。
And so that we receive revelation from God and we receive it, accept it with faith.
那就认识耶稣来说，就是神把耶稣的身份告诉我们，我们领受了。
So in the case of knowing Jesus, is God reveals his identity to us and then we receive it with faith.
那这是一种从上到下的方法。
So this approach is top down.
那当然我需要澄清一点。
But to make something, we have to say this.
但我们接受神启示的时候，不说我们的头脑就不管用。
So when we receive things, receive God's revelation, with faith, it doesn't mean we don't have to use our head anymore.
事实上，我们还是需要神用神给我们智慧去揣测、去学习。
In fact, we still need to use all the intellect that God has given us to try to learn and try to figure out.
那不同的是，我们的头脑不再是我们认识的最重要的器官。
But what is different is that our head is no longer the most important vessel we rely on.
相反，我们认识到人智慧的有限性。
On the contrary, we come to understand that our human intellect is very limited.
并且愿意凭着信心来接受我们智慧所能理解之外的事情。
And that we're willing to accept through faith things that's beyond our intellect can comprehend.
那以上当然讲起来比较抽象。
So what I just said seems very abstract.
那我让我用一个比较形象，但可能不完全是恰当的比喻来解释这件事。
Allow me to give an example that's a bit concrete, but maybe not completely comparable.
那我刚才开始介绍过，我有两个孩子，我女儿九个多月了。
So I just said I had two children, and my daughter is 9 months old.
那孩子很小的时候，他们对这个世界啊，新的世界总是非常的好奇。
So when they're little, they're so curious about this world.
他们想要认识这个世界。
They want to come to know this world.
那他们认识世界的方法就是把他看到的东西都放到嘴巴里。
So the way they come to know the world is they put into their mouth whatever they come to see.
只要他能抓到手的东西，他都要放在嘴巴里舔一舔。
So whatever she can grab on, she's going to put into her mouth.
那当然，这是他认识这个世界的一个方法。
So that's the way she comes to her approach to know the world.
通过这个方法，她确实也得到一些知识。她知道哪个是好吃的，哪个是不好吃。
And through this way, she did indeed gain some knowledge. She knows what tastes good and what doesn't taste good.
就像我们这个前面讲的属血肉的方法，就是从自身出发来认识这个世界。
So this is like the method of flesh and blood. We itself initiated. We come to know this world.
但用这种方法，她并不能完全了解这个世界。
But we know that through this way, she's not going to understand the world completely.
我们做父母的也不可能让他把任何东西往嘴巴里放。
And as parents, of course, we can't let her put everything into her mouth.
所以我会跟他说，这个你不行，不能吃，那个不能吃。
So I tell her, no, you can't eat this or you can't eat that.
现在他还听不懂，但如果有一天他听懂了。
But now, of course, she doesn't understand. But if one day she does understand.
那他就因此获得了他经验和理解之外的一些知识。
Then she has gained some knowledge that's beyond her own experience and her own understanding.
这就是有点像启示的方法。
So this is kind of like revelation.
就人可以获得通过自己的经验和思考来获得知识，也可以接受一个更有智慧者的启示。
So that we can, on one hand, we can learn something through our own experience and understanding, but on the other hand, we can also receive revelation from somebody who is of a higher wisdom.
那让我们先来思考一下那众人的回答。
So let us consider, First, the answer given by the general public.
那其实从人智慧的角度讲啊，这个回答是其实很符合逻辑的。
Their answers are actually very logical if we're just based on human wisdom.
那人怎么来认识这些事物
？So let's think, how do people come to know about knowledge? Come to knowledge.
那人认识一件事情大概有几个步骤
？So usually it follows these following steps.
那首先他需要来观察。
So first we come to observe something.
然后他会来提炼出他所观察东西的一些特点。
Then we find some patterns or characteristics.
然后跟过去的一些经验对比
，then we compare it with our past experience.
然后推论出他的一个结论。
And lastly, we arrive at some conclusion.
所以他们先观察耶稣。
So they first they observe Jesus.
他们看耶稣做的事情，听他说的话。
So they see what Jesus is doing and they hear what Jesus is saying.
通过他们观察，他们找到耶稣身上的特点。
So through this, they saw that Jesus has some obvious characteristics.
很显然，耶稣是个传道人。
So of course, first Jesus is a preacher.
他讲神的旨意。
He is preaching God's will.
那马太福音其实有这方面许多的马太福音记载了耶稣许多的教导。
We know that Book of Matthew records many of these Jesus teachings.
最的著名就是登山宝训。
There's Sermon on the Mount that's the very famous one.
那耶稣不但传道，耶稣还有个特点，就是说他是能够行神迹异能一个人。
So in addition to preaching, Jesus also does a lot of miracles.
瘸子行走，瞎子看见，甚至死人复活。
The lame walking, the blind seeing, even the dead coming back to life.
所以他们看到耶稣身上有这两个特点，然后他们把这两个特点跟他们过去头脑里的事物所比较。
So once they saw that Jesus has these two characteristics, they start to compare him in their head to their previous knowledge.
很容易他们就发现了耶稣做事情跟旧约的先知做事情非常
像。And very easily they realize what Jesus is doing is very similar to what the prophets in the Old Testament have been doing.
那先知就是传达神话语的人，所以他们传道。
So by definition, prophets are God's messengers, so they preach God's word.
有些先知也行过神迹大能。
And some prophets also did a lot of miracles.
比如摩西、以利亚、以利沙等等。
Or like Moses, Elijah, or Elisha.
所以他们由此得出的结论就是说，耶稣就是先知。
So they come to deduce that Jesus is a prophet.
这样的判断似乎可以解释耶稣身上许多事情。
So such a judgment seemed to be able to explain many things about Jesus.
那事实上，耶稣的工作确实有先知的一部分职能。
And as a matter of fact, Jesus' ministry does partially include some functions of a prophet.
但是这样的判断却没有抓住耶稣最最根本的身份。
But such judgment misses out on Jesus' most fundamental identity.
因为我们的人的智慧是有限的。
Because our human intellect is limited.
那凭着人的智慧，确实可以认识许多事情。
So through human intellect, we can know some things.
啊，你们可以，我相信，如果凭着人的智慧来认识你们今天讲员，应该不会有太大问题。
I'm sure that through your intellect, you can come to know your speaker today. It's not very hard.
但是人的智慧却完全，却不能完全准确的认识耶稣。
But through our human intellect, we're not able to have an accurate and complete picture of who Jesus is.
那原因在哪里呢？
And why is that?
那我们来对比一下彼得的答案。
Let's contrast it with Peter's answer.
那彼得说耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Peter said, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
那很显然，从彼得答案当中，我们看到耶稣身上至少有两个特点。
So based on Peter's answer, we see that Jesus at least has two characteristics.
因为首先，耶稣是独特的。
First, he's unique. He's the one and only.
那其次，耶稣是超越的。
And second is Jesus. He's transcendence.
因为耶稣是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of the living God.
因为这两个特点，我们的人的智慧没有办法准确的认识耶稣。
Precisely because of these two features of Jesus, our human wisdom cannot come to know Jesus.
那我们来先看一下耶稣的独一性、独特性。
Let's first take a look at about his uniqueness.
那圣经里的先知不止一个，有许多。
There are a lot of prophets in the Bible.
当众人认为耶稣是先知的时候，他们其实把耶稣跟许多其他人并列在了一起。
So when the general public thinks Jesus is a prophet, they are in fact putting Jesus in the same bucket as the rest of the prophets.
但基督却不一样。
But Christ is different.
基督不能跟其他人并列。
Christ cannot be put into the same bucket as anyone.
因为圣经里的基督只有一个，从古至今，从东到西，只有一位。
Because he is the only one, there is only one Christ. From past to present, from east to west, he is the only one.
那人的智慧要认识一样事物，有个前提叫条件，就是需要有重复性。
So for us human intellect, for us to come to know something, there's a prerequisite, and that is replicability.
那我们前面说过，我们认识，我们往往通过对比来对人事物做出判断。
A lot of times we come to conclusions by comparing to our previous events or our experience.
那人认识耶稣，人认为耶稣是先知，就是他们把耶稣跟其他人比较做出了一个结论。
So when they regard Jesus as a prophet, it's because they've compared Jesus to previous prophets, and they seem to resemble each other in some ways.
其实人类知识的人类所有知识的基础就是重复。
So one of the foundation for us to gain human knowledge is through replication.
那我们需要重复的观察来总结出规律。
We need to find patterns through repeated observations.
即使你有个很好的想法，很新的想法，你也需要一些重复的实验来验证。
Even if you have a very bright, brilliant idea, you need to repeat it to prove.
如果你的这个想法不能被一些重复的现象来验证的话，那只能成为一个猜测。
So if your idea cannot be replicated by others, it can only remain as a hypothesis.
那如果做过科学实验的人都知道，如果你都明白一件事情。
So if you, all those of us who have done experiments, we understand this.
如果你做出个很好的结果，但其他人却不能重复你的结果。
So if you have done this, you know, have got this really good results, but others can't repeat it.
那你的研究是不可能被承认和发表的。
So your findings will not be accepted by others, nor will it be published.
所以从人的智慧角度出发，我们只能认识到耶稣是某类人中的一个。
So through our human intellect, we can only conclude to the point that Jesus is one person among a type or a group of other persons we already have prior knowledge of.
那耶稣对犹太人说，耶稣是先知当中的一个。
So to the Jews, Jesus is one of the prophets.
那对现代很多一些学者来说，耶稣是哲学家当中的一个。
And to some contemporary scholars, maybe Jesus is one of the philosophers.
那对一般大众来说，耶稣可能是伟人当中一个。
And so maybe to us general public, he is just one of the great leaders.
人的智慧不能认出耶稣是唯一的那一位。
So through human intellect, we cannot come to know Jesus as the one and only Christ.
那耶稣第二特征就是他有超越性。
The second feature of Jesus is his transcendence.
那彼得认出耶稣是神的儿子。
So Peter recognized that Jesus is the Son of the living God.
那耶稣不只是人。
He's not only just person, he's also God.
一位从亘古到永远长存，一位从无有创造出万有的神。
A God who is from beginning to everlasting, a God who created everything out of nothing.
那我不知道大家有没有去稍微想象一下我们神是何等的伟大。
I don't know if you have the experience of just pondering a little about how great God is.
那我以前其实我专业是天文物理。
So I study my major was astrophysics.
那我们人可以用数字来表明我们这宇宙和人之间的差别。So
we can use numbers to show how different the universe versus humans.
但其实这个数字大到一定一个地步，是我们人的想象完全无法来理解，我们的人是何等的渺小。But
these numbers get so big that it's beyond our comprehension.
那相对于人来说，这宇宙是何等的浩瀚。Compared
to us humans, the universe is so vast.
但是上帝。 却比这宇宙更加伟大。But
our God is even greater than the universe.
当上帝说话的时候，宇宙就诞生了。Because
when He spoke, the universe came to be.
而这样伟大一位神，他现在变成人的样子。And
such a great God, now He's in the form of a person.
这是何等奥秘的一件事情！What
a mystery!
那因为耶稣的超越性，他不是我们人的智慧。 可以理解和掌握的。
And so because of Jesus' transcendence, he is beyond what our human intellect can grasp.
那其实人的智慧是非常有限的。
Actually, human wisdom, our human intellect is very limited.
那我以前碰到过一些人，他们似乎对人的智慧有一种非常盲目的乐观。
I've met some people, they seem to have this blindly optimistic, they feel so blindly optimistic about human wisdom.
他们认为人可以理解一切。They
think that humans can understand everything.
即使你现在理解不了，将来也会理解。So
even if we can't understand it now, but one day we will.
那事实上，人的理解非常的有限。But
I want to say that actually our understanding is very limited.
那我们的理解事物往往只能是我们能够经验的一些事情。A
lot of things, the things that we can comprehend are the things we can experience.
那现代物理。 有两大支柱。So
there are two pillars of modern physics.
那第二就是爱因斯坦的相对论。One
is Einstein's relativity.
第二就是量子力学。And
the other is quantum mechanics.
大家不需要理解这两件事情是什么。You
don't have to know what these two things are.
这两个理论都非常难以理解。But
these two they're very difficult.
据说相对论刚发表的时候，有一种传言就是说只有三个人能明白相对论。So
there was a rumor that said when the relativity was published, there was only three people in the whole world who can understand it.
但其实，两个理论当中，相对论是比较容易理解的。But
out of the two, relativity is actually the easier one to understand.
因为相对论还有三个人可以理解，量子力学没有一个人可以理解。Because
at least three people understand the theory of relativity, but quantum mechanics nobody can understand.
那这话不是我说的，我说的话也不算数。So
I didn't say that because what I said doesn't really count.
那有个著名的物理学家，诺贝尔奖获得者，Richard Feynman.
There's a Nobel laureate, Richard Feynman.
他说可以很安全说，世界上没有人能够理解量子力学。He
said it is safe to say that nobody understands quantum mechanics.
因为量子力学所揭示出来的微观世界的规律和我们的经验太不一样了。Because
the laws of the universe on a micro level as revealed by quantum mechanics is so different from what we are used to.
虽然有很多科学实验的证据强迫我们来接受它。
Even though there are a lot of scientific evidence that forces us to accept this theory,
但是我们头脑仍然是无法理解它。But
our heads is way beyond our comprehension.
那对于我们所能掌握的科学理论，我们尚且不能理解。So
if we cannot comprehend the scientific theory, we can actually prove?
何况这位创造这世界、创造这一切规律的上帝呢？
How much more? How will we be able to comprehend the God who created the whole universe as well as all the laws that govern the universe?
那耶稣和这样的独特。
So Jesus is so unique and he's so transcendental.
他并不是人的智慧能够准确认识并 了解的。
He is not somebody we can come to know accurately with our own intellect.
那其实圣经对这件事情已经说得非常清楚了。
And in fact, the Bible has already clearly told us this.
那在哥林多前书一章二十一节这样说。
First Corinthians chapter 1:20, verse 21 says.
那世人凭着自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人当作愚拙道理，拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧了。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
所以这边说很清楚，人的智慧不能认识神。
So here it says very clearly, through our wisdom, we cannot know him.
那马太福音在前面也有节经文如此说。
And Matthew also says this.
十一章二十七节，他说：“一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子。”除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
So Matthew chapter 11 verse 27 says, All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
那这里说得很清楚，除了父，没有人知道子，就是耶稣。
No, except for the Father, nobody knows the Son, Jesus.
耶稣真正奥秘、真正身份，只有同位一体的天父知道。
The true identity, the true mystery of Jesus, onlyHeavenly Father, who is one with Jesus, only He knows.
所以我们耶稣真正的身份也只有天父能够告诉我们。
And so His true identity can only be revealed to us by the Heavenly Father.
接受神的启示乃是我们唯一正确认识耶稣的方法。
To receive God's revelation is the only correct way for us to know Jesus.
就像前面经文所到，这不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上父指示你的。
Just like what we read earlier, it is not revealed to you through blood, flesh and blood, but through my Father's revelation.
如果上帝选择沉默不言的话，我们没有半点的机会可以准确认识道成肉身的耶稣。
If God has chose to remain silent, we have no opportunity to come to know this incarnated Christ.
那但是值得感恩、值得庆幸的是，我们的神并不是沉默不言的上帝。
But luckily, our God is not a silent God.
那从圣经的一开始到圣经最末了，都让我们看到我们的神是说话的神。
From the very beginning to the very end of the Bible, we see that our God is a God who speaks.
那上帝很愿意把耶稣基督的身份启示给我们。
He's very willing to reveal to us Jesus' identity.
那甚至整本圣经都在为耶稣做见证。
In fact, the whole Bible is testifying about Jesus.
那什么是上帝启示呢？
So what is God's revelation?
那上帝启示其实有不同的方面。
So God's revelation has different aspects.
那一个是外在的启示，一个是内在的启示。
One is external and the other is internal.
那对着外在启示来说，神借着圣经，借着他的仆人，也借着耶稣自己。向我们来说话。
So these external revelations given to us through the Bible, through the servants, and as well as Jesus speaking to us himself.
那对于当时犹太来说，他们有旧约的圣经。
So to the Jews then, they have the Old Testament, the Bible.
那里面其实满了关于基督的预言。
And it's filled with prophecies about Jesus.
从耶稣基督诞生，基督在地上事工，基督受难，基督复活。
It speaks about Jesus' birth, his ministry, his suffering, and his resurrection.
我们都能在旧约当中找到相关的预言。
We can find prophecies regarding all these in the Old Testament.
那这些预言都应验在耶稣这个人身上，来证明耶稣就是那位基督。
All these prophecies have been fulfilled in Jesus in order to prove that he was the Christ.
那除了旧约，当时在当时也有上帝仆人的见证。
In addition to these Old Testament prophecies, there's also God's servants.
那在众人答案里头，有个答案就是说，耶稣就是那位施浸者约翰。
So one of the answers given by the general public is that Christ is, they say, Son of God is John the Baptist.
那如果其实他们听过约翰所做的见证，他们就不会有这个答案。
So if they actually listened to what John the Baptist has said, they would not have come to this conclusion.
那在约翰福音一章二十九到三十四节就记载了约翰的见证。那我请我的翻译再念一下。
So in John chapter 1 verses 29 to 34, there records John's testimony. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said,A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is one who will baptize with Holy Spirit.I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.
所以这里说得很清楚，耶稣是比他大的，比他先的，并且他是上帝的儿子。
So here clearly John says Jesus is greater than him, he is before him, and he is the Son of the living God.
那最后神也通过耶稣自己的口给我们启示。
And lastly, Jesus also revealed his identity to us through his own mouth.
那其实你要了解一个人啊，最简单、最直接、最准确的方法就是他问他本人，他是谁。
So, if you wanted to come to know somebody, the most straightforward way is to ask himself.
那如果你们想啊介绍认识你们今天讲员，你们就需要认真听我刚开始的介绍。
So if you wanted to come to know your speaker today, you should have listened to what I introduced about myself.
而不是来通过我的一些异作谈吐来猜测我的身份。
You shouldn't be guessing who I am based on what I'm wearing or what I'm saying.
那耶稣其实讲了许多关于自己的事情。
So Jesus actually said a lot about himself.
他从来没有说他是哪一位先知。
Never did he say I'm a prophet.
相反，他经常我们看到他比先知更伟大。
But often he let us see that he is greater than all the prophets.
即使在彼得任性发生之前，也有许多耶稣的话，让我们看到耶稣比先知更伟大。
So even before Peter's confession, he has done and said a lot of things that shows himself being greater than all the prophets.
那耶稣曾经说他有赦罪的权柄。
He said he has ability to forgive sins.
那犹太人都知道，只有上帝才能赦罪。
And the Jews know that only God can forgive sins.
耶稣祷告的时候，他说他称上帝为父。
So when Jesus prays, he calls God as his father.
那耶稣自己他是耶稣说他自己就是安息日的主。
He also says he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
他比约拿比所罗门更伟大。
He's greater than Jonah. He's greater than Solomon.
那如果你去看约翰福音，其实里面的记载是更加的清楚明白。
If we turn to the book of John, it's the recordings are very clear.
那他在约翰福音里头，他耶稣把自己跟上帝同等。
There he equates himself with God.
甚至以至于犹太人就拿起石头想要砸死他。
To the point that Jews want to stone him to death.
甚至耶稣已经明明地说出了他自己的身份。
Even though Jesus has already plainly told us his identity.
在约翰福音十章二十四节说，犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明地告诉我们。
So in John chapter 10 verses 24 to 25, the Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.
耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信。
Jesus answered,I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me.
所以圣经里头其实给了神已经给了我很多的启示，让我们知道耶稣到底是谁。
So God already gave us a lot of external revelation about who Jesus is.
那除了这些外在启示，还有内在的启示。
But in addition to these, there's also internal revelation.
那就是神借着圣灵在我们里面的感动。
And that's the works.Done in us through the Holy Spirit.
使我可以借着信心来回应神在圣经当中给我们的启示。
That we may have the ability to respond to God's revelation through faith.
那在哥林多前书十二章三节这么说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3 says. Yeah.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有人能说耶稣是主的。
Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed.
我们能说耶稣是主，都是因为圣灵在我们里面的感动。
And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So for us to confess Jesus being the Lord, it's not a natural thing.
那神能在我们里面启示我们，因为我们所敬拜神，并不是为死的神，乃是活的，并不是为死的神。
So the fact that we can come to know Jesus through the Holy Spirit revelation is because our God is not a dead God.
也不是活着但对这世界漠不关心的神。
Nor is he a live God but has no interest in our daily life.
那相反，他积极地参与到这个世界当中。
On the contrary, he's actively involved in our daily living.
那神曾经说话，他现在也借着圣灵引导我们。
So God spoke in the past, but today he's still speaking.
那其实能够称耶稣为主并认出他是神的儿子，并不是件自然的事情。
And we already said it's not a natural thing for us to recognize Jesus being the Christ and being.
而是件超自然的事情。
But it's something that's supernatural.
因为我们需要接受一件我们理智不能掌握的信念。
Because in this we have to accept something that's beyond our comprehension.
并且愿意为着这个信念摆上我们一生的顺服跟随。
And because of this faith, we're willing to give our life to follow and to obey.
那其实紧接着刚才马太福音彼得大任性后面，耶稣就提出了他对门徒的要求。
And actually, right after Peter's great confession, Jesus gave the requirements for his disciples.
那就是要舍己，天天背着十字架来跟从主。
And that is, we have to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily to follow the Lord.
那若不是圣灵给我们这样的确信，确信耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子。
If not, we're because Holy Spirit has given us such assurance, believing that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God.
没有一个人愿意跟着背着十字架来跟随。
Not one of us will be willing to take up a cross and follow Jesus.
那神有他的启示，我们人也有我们的责任。
So now that God has done His part by revealing, giving us the revelations, we also have our responsibility.
就是我们要对启示有正确的回就是要用谦卑的态度并且以信心。来接受神的启示。
And that is where to respond to this revelation through in humility and in faith.
那众人不能认出耶稣是基督，是因为他们对启示没有正确的回应。
So the general public didn't recognize Jesus being the Christ is because they didn't have the right response.
他们很可能非常了解旧约的圣经。
They may know very well about the Old Testament Bible.
都知道圣经里头提到基督。
They all know that it mentioned about Christ.
但他们有很多偏见。以至于他们不清楚圣经里的基督应该是什么样的。
But they have a lot of preconceived ideas so that when the true Christ came, they weren't able to recognize him.
在他们的观念当中，基督可能是一位军事的领袖。
To them, the Christ may be a military leader.
能够带领他们推翻罗马的统治。
Somebody who can overthrow the Roman rules over them.
所以当耶稣出现在他们面前的时候，他们认不出这就是基督来。
So when Jesus actually appeared in front of them, they weren't able to recognize him.
他们或许也听过约翰和耶稣自己说的话。
I'm sure they've heard what John as well as Jesus himself has testified about Jesus.
但是他们或许没有留意，或许也没有相信。
But maybe they just didn't pay enough attention that they just didn't believe.
以至于他们错过了神的启示。
So that they missed God's revelation.
那彼得却恰恰相反。
But on the contrary, Peter didn't miss it.
那他是一个没有太多知识，没有聪，也不是太聪明的一个人。
So Peter he didn't have a lot of training. He's not, you know, extremely smart.
但他非常宝贵是，他对神的启示有非常开放，有非常顺服的心。
But what is very precious about this guy is that he's very open and he's very willing to accept God's revelation.
他接受了约翰的见证，也相信了耶稣自己的宣告。
So accepted the testimony by John the Baptist. He also believes in Jesus' own testimony.
当圣灵在他里面感动他的时候，他也顺服了圣灵的感动。
And when the Holy Spirit was working in his heart, he also responded to that.
其实，在认识耶稣的事情上，一颗简单顺服的心远比一个聪明的头脑来的重要。
So in terms of knowing to Jesus, what is really important is more than being smart, but being open and willing to accept.
那彼得认出耶稣。就是基督是上帝的儿子。
So Peter recognized Jesus being the Messiah, being the Son of the Living God.
他因此被耶稣称为是有福的。
So that Jesus called him blessed.
那我今天没有太多时间来讲这件事情。
We don't have too much time to delve into this.
但是认识耶稣确实是人最大最宝贵的知识。也是人最大的福分。
But knowing Jesus is our greatest knowledge and it is also the biggest blessing.
那因为我们认识耶稣就能认识那位创造者，宇宙万物的源头。
Because through knowing Jesus, we can come to know God, the creator of the whole universe.
那在约翰福音一章十八节这样说，从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So John chapter 1 verse 18 says, No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
那也因为耶稣，我们能够重新被带回到永恒的上帝面前，与他和好。
And because Jesus, we are able to be brought back before God and be reconciled unto him.
那约翰福音十七章第三节这样说，认识你独一的真神。并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And John chapter 17 verse 3 says, Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
那对于认识对，那我今天讲了我们花很多时间在讲彼得任性。
So today we spent a lot of time talking about Peter's great confession.
那其实对基督任性不只是发生在2000年前。
But this great confession does not just take place 2,000 years ago.
不只是发生在彼得身上。
Did not just take place in Peter.
事实上，马太福音十六章所记载的并不是件孤立的事情。
So what is recorded in today's passage is not a unique event.
那 事实上，而是许多同样事情的一个范例。
It's just an example of many, many other examples.
同样事情其实在几千年来，在世界各个地方，在千千万万的人身上都发生。
The same event is being, it's taking place everywhere throughout the years, thousands of years, everywhere in the world.
那事实上，这是我们每一个基督徒的经历。
Because it is the experience of every single one of us who is a Christian.
那任何一个要真正进入神教会人都需要有这个经历。
Every one of us who truly enters into the church has experienced this.
那我们都需要被天父所指示，认出耶稣就是那位基督，是神的儿子。
We all need to be receive this revelation from God and to recognize that Jesus is the Christ.
那我相信耶稣同样的在我们心里面，现在仍然在问这个问题，就是说你认为耶稣是谁？
And I believe that today Jesus is still asking the same question: Who do you think I am?
弟兄姐妹们，你们。朋友们，你们的答案是什么？
And so, brothers and sisters and friends, what's your answer?
那如果哈，你的答案是愿你愿意啊，凭着信心来接受神的启示。
So if you're willing to receive God's revelation through faith,
那不再依靠完全依靠自己的头脑。
But not solely relying on your own intellect.
那如果你愿意像彼得一样承认耶稣就是基督。
If you're willing to confess that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of the Living God, just as Peter did.
那最后我只想提醒大家，如果你愿意做这样的一个 confession 啊，我们怎么样就做这 confession， 怎样才能成为一位基督徒？
And here I just want to briefly remind you how to do this, how to do this confession.
就是有 A B C 三个 step.
So we have the three steps in A B C.
那你首先你要承认啊，上帝。在上帝面前承认你是个罪人。
So first, before God, you are confessing that you are a sinner.
因为耶稣是基督，他是来拯救你的，拯救我们这些罪人。
Because Jesus is the Lord, He's coming to save you.
那其次你要相信耶稣就是那位主。
And secondly, you have to believe that Jesus is the Lord.
并且他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
That He died on the cross because of our sin.
第三，你需要来公开承认你对基督的信仰。
And lastly, we're to confess openly our faith in Christ.
愿神祝福每一位。
May God bless each one of you.
谢谢大家。